What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You got to be kidding me. It's Farrell coast to coast, and pain day is upon us. We're going to be talking about all the preseason games. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's football nonstop between college and pros from now until the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona. So before I get into the matchups this week in the NFL, I wanted to talk about the college football coaches pull out as we get ready for the season, and you go from 25 down to one. Let's ride it. At 25, you got the Houston Cougs. I thought Holgorsen's bunch was tough last year. 8-0 in the conference, 12-2 overall. They were 6-1 on the road. I think they're going to be tough again, like they always are all of a sudden. The Ole Miss Rebels are 24 with a team that you remember last year. During the season, they lost at Alabama. They lost at Auburn. And then they finally lost the Sugar Bowl to number 7 Baylor, 21-7. The Rebs come in at 24, ready to rumble this year. At least they have Auburn and Bama at home this season. They got tough road games in October at LSU, and then right before Halloween at A&M and College Station. Whereas you look at the Houston team at 25, and where are their hardest games? I mean, at Texas Tech, I guess. I mean, I'd say at Memphis, at SMU. And, you know, they can win at East Carolina, I think, easily. 23 is Arkansas. The Razorbacks are tough. They got to go to A&M. They got Bama at home. They're in Starkville against Mississippi State. They go out to BYU at Auburn. They got LSU at home in Fayetteville and Ole Miss. They finish up at Missouri. I thought they were good last year, and they beat Penn State in the Outback Bowl 24-10. Cincinnati's up next, and they lost Ritter to the NFL, of course. Remember, they got whacked by Alabama in the Cotton Bowl 27-6. It was the only game they lost all year in 2021. I mean, their toughest game might be their first one at Arkansas on September 3rd. They go to Tulsa, SMU, Central Florida, and Temple. Everything else is at home. Even against Indiana, the Hoosiers come calling on September 24th. Kentucky's 21. The Cats beat Iowa in the Citrus Bowl 20-17. They lost three games in season, but then won four straight to finish the season. They have to go to Florida September 10th. They're at Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Missouri, but they close it out with three at home with Vandy, Georgia, and Louisville in Lexington. The Badgers of Wisconsin check in at 20. They beat Arizona State in the Vegas Bowl 20-13. They lost games early, but then got hot. Finally lost at Minnesota to end their season around Thanksgiving 23-13. But they had been hot. They beat Illinois, Army, Purdue, Iowa, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Nebraska all in a row. And then top it off by beating the Sun Devils in your bowl game. Not too shabby for the Badgers. This year, they go to Columbus and then Northwestern in Evanston, at Michigan State, at Iowa, at Nebraska, and Lincoln. They finish off at home against Minnesota November 26th. Wake Forest is 19. What a season. They won the Gator Bowl. They beat Rutgers 38-10. They only lost three at North Carolina, at Clemson, and at Pitt, who won the ACC. This year, the Deacons have to go to Vandy. They go to Tallahassee, Louisville, NC State. And finally, their last game is at Durham against Duke. Texas is 18. How about the Longhorns? All that matters is that they got the kid Arch Manning that's going to be coming to Austin. This year, they got games with Alabama at home. That's nice. At Texas Tech, at Oklahoma State, at K-State, at Kansas. That's really not that hard for Sarkisian. My Canes are 17th, and you look at what they have to do this year. They go to Blacksburg against Va Tech, and then they're at Charlottesville against Virginia, at Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd, and they go to Clemson. They got Pitt in Miami to wrap it up on November 26th. I love their quarterback, Van Dyke, down in Coral Gables. Shake out. Ooh. The Pitt Panthers, who won the ACC, are ranked 16th, and the Panthers lose Kenny Pickett. That's all I know. They also lost their star receiver, Jordan Addison, who went to USC. Pitt opens against West Virginia, backyard brawl style. They got Tennessee at home. Tough games on the road at Louisville, North Carolina, Virginia, and at Miami to end it. Lincoln Riley's ranked 15th with USC. Here's what they have to do. They go to Stanford early on the 10th of September, at Oregon State, at Utah, at Arizona, at UCLA. They finish with Notre Dame at home on the 26th of November. 14 is Michigan State. Tough schedule at Washington on the 17th of September. They go to Maryland in College Park. They have to go to Ann Arbor at the end of October to take on Harbaugh's Wolverines. They're at Champaign-Urbana against Illinois. They finish at Happy Valley against Penn State. It won't be easy for Sparty. How about NC State ranked 13th, getting some juice? Have fun at Clemson. They go to Cuse. They go to Louisville and on the road in Chapel Hill to end it in North Carolina. They got home games against Texas Tech, Florida State, and Va Tech, not to mention Wake and BC. The Oregon Ducks are 12th. How about opening against Georgia? That's a nightmare in itself. Who cares what else they have to do? Oklahoma State is ranked 11. They go to Baylor in Waco, at TCU, at K-State in Manhattan, and at Lawrence against Kansas. They go to Oklahoma as well in Norman. They finish at home against the Mountaineers of West Virginia. Now to the top 10. Baylor is number 10. How about finishing at Texas? Have fun with that. They go to Iowa State, Morgantown, Lubbock, and Norman. That is brutal. Oklahoma is 9. Venables is there now. They're in Lincoln on September 17th. They go to TCU, Iowa State, Morgantown, and Lubbock to finish it against the Red Raiders. 8 is Utah. How about the Utes getting involved? They got to go to Arizona State, UCLA, Washington State in Pullman, and Eugene against the Ducks at Outson, and they finish at Rado against the Buffs on the 26th of November. Number 7 is Jimbo's A&M Aggies. How about they got a game with the Miami Canes on September 17th in College Station? Arkansas on the 24th at home. Then they go to Mississippi State, at Tuscaloosa against Bama, in Columbia against South Carolina. They even have a trip to Auburn, but they got LSU to end it at home. That should be nice for the Aggies. Number 6 is Michigan. What a season they had last year, making it to the playoff. They got to go to Iowa City, Bloomington against the Hoosiers. They're at Piscataway against Rutgers and in Columbus to end it against their arch rival, the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Notre Dame is number 5. You got to love the Irish. They open at Ohio State. Are you kidding me? That is brutal. They play in Chapel Hill. They go to Syracuse, at Navy in Annapolis, and at the Coliseum in Lipstick City against Lincoln's USC Trojans to end it on November 26th. Let's see what Notre Dame can do with a new coach. Clemson is four. Dabo's always in the thick of it. They open at Georgia Tech against the Ramblin' Wreck. They go to Wake. That'll be brutal. At BC, at Tallahassee against the Noles, at South Bend against the Irish. But they get Louisville, Miami, and South Carolina at home to end it. Three is the national champion Georgia Bulldogs in Athens. Oh, oh. They got to go to Columbia against South Carolina, at Missouri, at Mississippi State, at Lexington against the Wildcats. They finish against Georgia Tech on the 26th of November. At home, they got Auburn, Vandy, Florida, Tennessee even. Don't forget, they open with the Ducks, as I mentioned earlier. Number two is Ryan Day's Buckeyes. What's tough for them? They go to East Lansing, Happy Valley, at Northwestern's too easy, at Maryland's too easy. They finish with the Wolverines at the Shoe. Of course, Bama's number one. They play at Texas, at Fayetteville. They go to Knoxville, at LSU, at Ole Miss. None of that's going to be fun. All that matters is they got the Iron Bowl at home and the most talent in college football. Now, what about the NFL? They're clamoring, Pharrell, give us Pain Day, Skinny. How about Thursday night? You get the G-Men, G-Men, Big Blue taking on the Patriots. And that one's in Foxborough, of course, in Baltimore at Bank Stadium. Titans, Ravens. I say let's get it on. How about five games Friday? You got Falcons at Lions, Browns at Jags, Cardinals at Bengals, Jets at Eagles. And listen to this, Packers, Niners in Santa Clara. There's eight games Saturday, including the Rams, Chargers at SoFi, and the Colts, Bills in Orchard Park. Sunday even, Vikings, Raiders at Allegiant in Sin City, the Mecca, the Hub. You gotta love Pain Day football.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.